Okay, Shavuot Tov. So good to see you all. Today's daf in the second Nedarim brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, is daf Yud Chet. Well, we've already made quite a bit of progress here on daf Yud Chet. And we're holding already by the two dots, which are like one third of the way up. Well, you know, a little bit beyond. Shavuot Shelo Ochal, Shavuot Shelo Ochal, V'achal, Eino Chayav Ela Achat. So what we've been talking about is the difference between a neder betoch neder and a shvua betoch shvua, and betoch meant it turned out that it was machlokas ritva and other rishonim. We're talking about bchalal neder. We're talking about specifically in terms of nazirus, that since nazirut is chal when it is that you make the nazirut, and when you are mekabel nazirut, you are not mekabel the dinim of the nizirut with a neder specifically on those dinim. You're mekabel the state of nizirut, however the Torah defines that state. In which case, even if you were mekabel only one day, the Torah decided that you're a nazir for 30 days, whether you wanted to or not. Same thing would be true if you're mekabel only one of the dinim of nizirut and so on. So therefore, we have the chiddush akra by nizirut specifically telling us that in the event that you're mekabel nizirut, you cannot do it actually cannot run your nizirut concurrently. And you have to run them consecutively. And that gufa is the chiddush hakra, that even if you're a mekabel, the two nizirut, and you say, oh, well, okay, so I have to express the nizirut somehow. It can't mean that I'm going to be chayav double because it's always the Torah that imposes the nizirut. So the chiddush is, as we learned yesterday, as the Ran explains, the chiddush is that they have to be kept a separate nizirut running consecutively, and not one long 60 days in the zero. And then we contrasted that to a shvua. So the example of the shvua is where somebody says, shvua shelo ochal, shvua shelo ochal, and he repeats it. Doesn't matter how many times he repeats it, he's only going to be chayev once. Omar Rava, however, let's not make any mistakes over here. You're only chayev once. But that doesn't mean that the shvua doesn't exist. What do you mean? The shvua exists. I mean, if you're not chayav on it, what's the point of its existing? In what sense does it exist? Very simple. Let's say that you were nish'al ala rishona. You went ahead and you got a chacham to be matir the shvua. So the moment that shvua disappears, the second shvua appears. Because the only thing that was preventing the chalos of the other shvua was that ain't shvua chal al shvua. But that shvua is there. There's just no way that it can be machayav you. And therefore, the moment that you get rid of the first shvua, the second shvua is going to be there. And I mean, look, if you are medayik, says Rava, in the lashon of the Mishnah, what does it say? Eno chayav ela achas, right? It doesn't say eno ela achas. It doesn't say a lashon of inami, as the Bach changes it. It should say either chayav achas, inami, ena ela achas. It says eno chayav ela achas. So what it's saying is, look, you can't be mechayev the guy more than one time. That's all that it's saying. But if I'm only going to be mechayev for one time, how would that be? By taking off the original shvua. So then eino chinami, the shvua would be chal. That's Rava's diak. So what's the point? It's revachahu deletlai. There's no place for it because we cannot be mechayev you. So therefore, for all intents and purposes, we can ignore its existence because it's got no place to express itself. But the moment it has a place to express itself by allowing it to express itself by removing the original one, so then it's chal. That's exactly the point. So therefore, it's revachahu deletai. But ki michila chaverta, the moment you give it some place by getting rid of the other one, then it would be chayla. Chayim, chayim. I see Barnea's not here. There's nobody to play games with. Okay, but we've got some good, good friends. Okay. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam shehakol nehiyeh bidvaro. Fine. Now there's another Lishna, which basically says the same thing. Lishna achrina. The diak is, eino chayev ala achat, chiyuvahu deleka. So the whole mashmaut is that there is no chiyuv, but there is a shvua. Well, what would that mean? Ah, Here we start with the Diyuk and we end up with Rava. In the first Lashon, Rava says his din and he's medayik it. So here, Lamai Hilchotah, what would that possibly mean that the Shvua exists, but there's just no Chiyav on it? The point would be, the Yomar Rava Nishala Rishona Al Talosh Niyatachteha. Now it comes a very strange thing. We're trying to bring a Raya to Rava from the craziest place, which is Mishna Dash Tenezirot, Umanata Rishona, Vehifrish Korban Venishala Leha, Al Talosh Niyah. Now, this, of course, is exactly Rava's case, except it's totally irrelevant. It's exactly Rava's case in the sense of that if you were already a Nazir and you made yourself a Nazir again, so remember, we add that if you were about to bring your Karbanis and then you were Shoyal on your Naziris, so the whole Naziris now counts towards the second Naziris, right? Okay, so that seems to be saying what Rava is saying, but it's completely ridiculous because the whole point that Rava was saying was Badafka on the Shvua, not on the Naziris, which we were saying Ischal. So if Naziris Ischal, well, obviously. I mean, the whole point that Rava was saying is that when you say a Shvua is not Chal, it nonetheless is really there, you just don't see it. So what's the Gemara talking about? So as the Ron explains, obviously, this is going only Aliba de Rav Huna. In other words, if you say Areini Nazir Hayom, and Areini Nazir Hayom, so what's it then according to Rav Huna? Nothing. The Naziris is not Chal B'chlal. And yet it says over here that if you remove the first Naziris, the Naziris now would be the second Naziris retroactively. So that's the same, according to Rav Huna, since Ein Naziris Chal al Naziris in that case. So it's the same as Ein Shvua Chal al Shvua in that case. Nonetheless, we came out clearly that it's also lo the Shnia in the Rishena. And that's a Dover Poshet. Muskam even Aliba de Rav Huna. So therefore, Aliba de Rav Huna, it's a Raya. That's how the Ron explains. There's no other way that we can understand how the Gemara would be trying to bring a Raya. And then, of course, the obvious solution is, it's not, well, I can say solution, but the obvious the key of the Raya is, how is that a Raya? Since we've already explained that according to Rav Huna, all such cases can be talking about when you're Mekabel tu Naziriyot bevat achat. You say Hareini Nazir Shnayim. That's not the same thing as saying Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. So if you are Mekabel tu Naziriyot, so then even Rav Huna is made it. So that's the Kiddush. That if you were Shoyal on one of the tu Naziriyot, so then you are able to be yotze the retroactively everything that you did for the other nizirut of an ifilu the riba de Rav Huna. Fine. So, but in that case, of course, there's nothing to do with the din of Shvua, where the Shvua is not Chal. Okay. Now we begin with our dear Kapitan, who is currently, now you just got here. We've been drinking without you. So sorry, Barnea. Doesn't work like that.
A Skinner moment. We always drink at transition, no matter what.
I was eating ice cream.
Okay. Go for it, Sir Richard. Stam nidarim lahachmir, upirusham lahakel. So, when you make a neder, that could be mishtamea in two possible ways. Then the question is, what is our assumption? So this Mishnah is asserting that the assumption is always, unless you explain differently, the assumption is always lahachmir. There's big machlokas in how to understand this idea, whether this is just an expression of the idea of suffik diraisa lachumra. Is this a suffix? Meaning, well, it might be lachmir, it has to be machmir, because it's suffix derisa, but then you couldn't give him malchus for it, right? Many of the Rishonim say, no, this is an absolute. If he doesn't have a pirish on what he said, and he's going according to whatever that meaning is, then stam de dorim lachmir, then there's no question. Okay, so why would that be true? All kinds of different svaras, since the person was obviously coming to try to do something with this neder, and he's trying to create his surim. So then that means he's throwing him himself into a matzav in which he is trying to answer himself. So therefore we have to be mefarish it in that same sense. There's other Pirushim as well, but let's first take a look at what the actual halakha is mechayev us. So when we say that, what do we mean? Show me examples first of what you mean with stam nedarim lahachmir. Ketzad. Well, if a guy says, this thing is like salted meat or kiyayin nesach, you know. Now, salted meat could mean korbanos because you're mechuyev to salt korbanos, right? Al kol korbanecha. I mean, it's like a mitzvah d'oraisa. So maybe somebody specifically talks about salted meat. He's talking about korbanos. I mean, on the other hand, he could be talking about salted pork that was brought into the church for Avodah Zarah. I mean, I could be that too, you know. They also talk a lot about salted. So maybe that's what it means. Or he says, Yayin Nesach. I mean, Yayin Nesach could be Yayin Nesach to Avodah Zarah. Or it could mean the Yayin that is mitnasech on the korban, on the mizbeach. This guy's not being very clear. So, I mean, on the one hand, I mean, if he was talking about Kodesh, so then he obviously would be Usser. If he's talking about Avodas Kerchavim, then it would be a Dover HaUsser. And somebody who is noted with a Dover HaUsser, remember, nothing happens. It's not considered to be a Neder. So, Im Sitam. So, let's say he says, I don't know if it's whatever the words mean. Or if we haven't had the opportunity to ask the guy, so then it would be Usser. Harealai kecherem. Somebody makes up the kecherem. Now remember, there's two different haromim. There's haromim to the berek habayit, so that is usher, like anything else that I'm makdish. But then there are haromim that are given directly to kohanim. It's in one of the trumas to the kohen. You can just give something to a kohen by making it a kecherem lekohen. But then it's mutter, because then it's not a chalos of neder. So there too, im stam, so then it remains under the assumption of being usher as harmei berek habayit. Somebody says, this is like maaser. Well, I mean, maaser could be maaser behema. Maaser behema, of course, is basically a korban shlamim. And it's made al yedei a neder. When you select that maaser, you say, harezeh maaser, fixing harezeh shlamim. And if he means maaser goren, I mean, so then, of course, it's mutter. It would be like truma. The imstam, aser. Let's say a guy says, Arei like a truma. If he means the trumat halishka, as we've spoken about before, which is the machzis hashekel, and things that are taken from there, so then, obviously, if that's what his kavana was, he will not, trumat halishka nadar it's aser. If he meant trumas goren, so then it's mutter. Okay? Im stam, aser. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, actually, it depends. If it's stam truma, so then in Yehuda, actually it would be usser. Because in Yehuda, they do have the trumas halishka, and therefore over there, we would have to say that stam nedarim lahachmir. But if you're in the Galil, they don't know from the trumas halishka. What does Gavi know from the trumas halishka? I mean, he lives far away from the trumas halishka, right? So, therefore, if he talks about truma, he's talking about truma, you know, the regular stuff. That is not even a suffix. And therefore, it's not considered to be stam nedarim lahachmir in that case. And therefore, in the Galil, it's mutter. She'ein anshei Galil makirin et trumat halishka. Now, when it comes to stam charamim, so then it's interesting, because in Yehuda, stam charamim are mutter. But in the Galil, they don't see that much of Kohanim. Apparently, in those days, the Galil was not Barnea's neighborhood. I don't know. Things must have changed drastically because, I mean, now everywhere in the Galil is Barnea's neighborhood. But apparently, in those days, there were people who didn't know Barnea. And therefore, if they're not aware that there's such things as Charmei Kohanim, so then in the Galil, it would be usher. Now, note that this is a direct contradiction to what we just said. Because what it's saying over here is that if stam charamim are mutter in Yehuda, then why are they mutter in Yehuda? Because there are charmei kohanim in Yehuda. But I understand. Didn't we say stam nedarim lahachmir? The only place where they're usher is when there is no suffix at all. She'ein anshei galil makirin es charmei kohanim. A minute ago, we said exactly the opposite in Rabbi Yehuda. A minute ago, we said that if there's any chance that it could mean Trumas Halishka, then it's Usher, Gestam Nedarim Lahachmir. Only in the Galil, where they don't know Trumas Halishka, it's not a suffix, and therefore There we don't say stam the dorm lachmer. Here we say the exact opposite. Only in the Galil where they don't know anything from Charmei Kohanim. So there we will say that they must have been mechaven to Charmei Shamayim, which is Katshe Berekabayit. But if it wouldn't be for that, in other words, if there would be any Barnea around, so then it would be stam the dorm. We would say in that case, that what would be the halacha? Inat shegalil makirin es charmei kohanim at all, but otherwise it would be like in Yehuda, it would be mutter. So make up your mind. So Gemara is going to come out that this is actually a big machlokas that the Mishnah is introducing here, and the first part of the statement is indeed Rabbi Yehuda, but the second part of the statement is the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to see that it's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, but we'll wait until the Gemara does that. But in order to avoid confusion, it's good that we'll recognize this up front. Now, as Rabbi Barnea has already spoiled us, as we know, the continuation of this Mishnah has to be read first before we can make any sense of the complete picture. So let us turn, please, to Daf Chaf. And right at the top of Daf Chaf, we will see the continuation of this Mishnah. Now, if a guy was Nadar Becherem, so, okay, that's like Stam Charomim, and we said that that should be Stam Nadar Lahachmir. But what if the guy says, what, you know what a Cherem is? What, you guys don't speak Hebrew? A Cherem is a fishing net, which is true. Charmei Hayam are fishing nets. So if he says, well, I said cherem, you know, I figured I'd give the scare of the Lord in you, but I was really talking about my fishing net. Or, and the guy, he makes a neder and he says, this is like a carbon. He says, by the way, I only meant a gift to the king, which is also called a sacrifice to the king, you know. Or he says, hare atz mi carbon. You know, no, you're not allowed to be neder from me. I mean, I'm a carbon. I only mean that little bone, that's me, that I keep in the drawer in the bedroom so that I can scare everybody into thinking I just ossed myself a hana. That's what I meant. My bone is a carbon, right? I got a bone in a drawer where every time I got a nutnik that comes to the door, I make myself a then they can't ask me for tzedakah. You know, so I shoo them away. Great way to get away from the mishulachim. You know, they all think I'm crazy. This is wonderful. So that's all that I meant. Or the guy says, you know, his wife gets him angry. He says, I'm making a kainim that my wife should have any hana from me. Of course, I only mean my first wife that I divorced 10 years ago. Okay. So that's what he says. So then in all of those cases, he means b'yishtei arishona shegirashti, in all of these cases, ein nishalim behem. They do not require any kind of she'ela. And you can just walk away, because if that's what you're saying, you mean. And we said, Pirusham lahakel. Now, im nishalu. So what does this mean? Im nishalu. Im nishalu means that if they are amei haaretz. And indeed, this is another one of the examples that we've had before, where an amei haaretz, we have to be machmer on him to make sure that he understands that he can't play these kind of games. So therefore, if they did have to go to a chacham, because we said, sorry, sir, and it turned out that he had ignored this neder, whatever it was, let's say for 10 days he ignored this neder, then we're going to be machmer on him to make up for the 10 days that he didn't keep. We're going to, now you're going to have to keep this neder for 10 days. And then you can be, we can be moderate for you. But it's a very serious neder, even though it isn't really, because the Pirushim is lahakel. So says Rabbi Meir. So then that means that according to Rabbi Meir, we're going to have to find an actual petach. Whereas the Chachamim say, no. We're not going to be machmer on them and make them make up for the time. We're going to be peskelim and pesach mimokam acher. So what we do is we find some, the only thing we can't do is, according to Rabbi Meir, we can't accept the guy's charota. If he says, okay, well, I'm sorry I said it this way, we can't accept that. We have to find some other basis. But the Chachamim said, no, that's not the point. We just can't use the very fact that he's explaining that he meant a fishing net that we can't accept from him, because that leads to zilzul in the Dorim, even though Lamaitza, we would be able to actually rely on that. This is another one of the cases where we're going to be machmir on the Am HaAretz, similar to the kind of thing in which we said about a guy who says his wife is like his mother, which over there, that's a netter that is actually Isser, or which you can't be typhus in Isser. But we said for Am HaAretz that we would. Remember, that was the Machlokas, according to Rambam, any netter like that. We had another example also where somebody uses a lushan of Isser as something that could only be a shvua, and he makes it a netter, you know, so they call him that eni medaber, and so on and so forth. Hareze bebal yachel, which according to Ravina meant hareze bebal yachel drabbanan. Okay, so we've had these throughout here, a lot of issues in which we were machmir. This is another one of the cases we've been machmir, and it's another one of the cases in which it depends on what kind of person says it. So therefore, malam dimato, we tell him, listen, these kind of things you're going to have to worry about until you come to a chokham. Kedei shelo yinagu kalut rosh b'nedarim. But it's only in order to make people take the Torah more seriously and stop playing games. So now, it turns out that you see, therefore, that there's three madrigas. We have the Stam Nedarim that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. And then we have the possibility of those. Now note that those had a very simple explanation. The guy could have said, when I said Basar Maliach, I meant pork. Right? I mean, to say I'm talking about the Acherim, that it's a fishnet. I mean, that's like way out there, right? But all those cases that we had in the Mishnah, in the earlier Mishnah, those were ipso facto questions that we said, I don't know what he means. Does he mean Yayin Nesach, that is, it's Nasach on the Mizbeach? Does he mean Yayin Nesach, that is, Osir, because it was brought to Avodah Zorah? Those are questions that we immediately have. In those cases, the neder is lahachmir, but the person can immediately tell you, and there it makes no difference whether he's an Am HaAretz or Talmud Chacham, he can tell you, when I said this is like Yayin Nesach, I meant like treif wine that we call Yayin Nesach. I mean, that those are wines that a goy had touched, or Stam Yenom we refer to as Yayin Nesach, whatever. There we wouldn't have said that the halacha is that only if you come to a chacham that no, it's only if he would have said, well, when I said Yayin Nesach, what I really meant was wine that's poured down on the mountain that we go skiing on. I mean, what? Okay, so over there, in Achidam, you see, you want to play games. So there, if you're an Am HaAretz, we're going to be machmer on you. So we have the Stam, we have the Mefurash, which is the Mefurash according to what is innately a question, which is why we had to come into Stam Nedarim. And then we're talking about things which maybe don't even have a Stam associated with it. And the guy says, but you know what I mean. I mean, the guy says, Atzmi Karban, this is Stam Neder. He said, Atzmi. I mean, I don't have any suffix about what Atzmi means. It's only he who claims that he means the bone that he keeps in the drawer in the bedroom. I mean, that sounds crazy. But he's the one that created the suffix, you see. So it's a completely different madrega. There we have our machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. But in the cases in the Mishnah we just had, where the Mishnah doesn't even bother explain what do we mean that Pirusham. So what do we say over there? What do we mean that Pirusham lachmir when we said Stam Nedarim? Well, we meant, of course, we meant that the guy says what it is that he was referring to. He's referring to Yayin Nesach of Isser, not Yayin Nesach on the Mizbeach. That is not something that I need to be shayal on, and therefore the Mishnah doesn't explain it. In that case, explains it in the more complex case, which I would have thought he doesn't have a right to claim. It's something that is simply not the way that we would normally hear ourselves, unless the person brought it up. Okay, so this is really these two Mishnayos, you really cannot separate them out very well. And because then if you take a look at the Pirush of the Ran, on both Mishnayos run along here, the side of the Daf, and they continue on from here, from our Mishnah, on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and they continue on through the entire Mishnah on Daf Chaf. So we have all of the Ran in one place, because it's logical. Now, asks the Gemara, now, wait a minute. How do you explain the fact that over here it says, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, and yet it says in a Beferish Mishnah, and this is like really strange, the exact opposite. The Mishnah that we have in Seder Tyre, in Masechet Tyre, says, Safek Naziris Lahakel. So how could Safek Naziris be Lahakel if all along we've been using Naziris as Neder? I mean, isn't that the way we have been discussing the whole halacha over here about Neder Betoch Neder was really from Nazir Lahazir? And now you're telling me Safek Naziris is Lahakel? I mean, Naziris is a Neder. So, I mean, if a guy said that, let's say, I am a, these are the cases that we talk about over there, that I am a Nazir, if there isn't 100 kilos of grain right here, right? And another guy says, I'm a Nazir if there would be 100 kilos of grain over there. So then we say that the halacha is that neither of them are a Nazir because Safek Nazir is Lahakel. But, I mean, isn't that based on the same idea as the din of Stam Nedarim that we have over here? Omer Rebbe Zera, no. It's really not related, and it's not a problem at all. I'll tell you why. Because our Mishnah, that Mishnah that we're talking about over there in Tyrus, is going, I'll leave it to Rebbe Elazar, at least so are the Haga'ot for many reasons, which is a bit confusing because we have Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik, so don't confuse the two Shitas. This is going on Liba de Rabbi Elazar, and this is going to the, according to Rabbanan. And what is that Machlokas? Machlokas is the question of what a person means, how much he's willing to risk something that he really doesn't know. So in other words, is a person machnis himself into a suffix? That's really the question. Is he ma'ayil nafshe l'sveika, or is he not ma'ayil nafshe l'sveika? Now, it turns out that there is a big machlokas about this. Listen to this case, and you'll see exactly what we mean. Remember that we have a concept called behima and a concept called chaya. They're very, very different halacha lemaisa in terms of the dinam of chelev and kisui adam. So we need to define the differences between them. And the Gemara Chulin goes through the way in which we can differentiate chaya and behima and the different types of horns and so on and so forth. Now, suppose there is something that is really undefinable, and that's called a koi. And we've never been able to satisfactorily define whether a koi fits in to the set of chayot or fits into the set of behemot. So what if a guy is magdish all of the behemot in his rishus? Or he's magdish all of the chayot in his rishus? Did he mean to include the koi because the koi is a suffix or not? So it says over there that somebody who's makdish either all of his chayot or all of his behemot, he has definitely been makdish a koi. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, no, absolutely not. He was not makdish a koi. Okay, so what are they arguing about? Does a person want, when he says something, does he mean to keep the issue of whether or not this is going to be included? Does he mean to put himself into a position which he's going to have to think about that? Or does he have in mind, look, whatever is definitely a behemah I want to give, I don't know, get me involved in the koi jazz. I mean, like, I don't know what that is. So fine. So that's the machlokas. So if you hold like the Tanakhama, so then the Tanakhama is saying that, yes, person is willing to include in his statements even something which is afterwards going to cause him a lot of painful issues and trying to find out, is this included? Is it not included? And that therefore, if that would be the case, so then even if it's something that has to do with himself. So he makes this naziris, right? And he doesn't really know whether it had 100 kilos or not. He's convinced it did, but he's not able to find out about 100 kilos. How about if it got lost and they runs to measure it and somebody's driven away with the truck that had it, you know? And he can't find out. So according to the Tanakhama, if you're ready to put your money into a position of doubt, is the koi included? Maybe. So if you're ready to do that, you would put yourself into doubt. Moshe Einkin, if you hold like Rabbi Elazar, who says, well, even your money you're not going to put into a suffix. So if you said behema, you meant clear behema, not koi. If you said chaya, you meant clear chaya, not koi. So kol shekein, you're not going to put yourself into some kind of ridiculous situation which you don't know if you're an ozer or not. So kol shekein gufei, kol shekein lelo ma'ayel esveika. So then you don't want to be in a state in which you don't know what you are. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar is saying that, look, in a case where it's a suffix naziris, you won't be machmas yourself into it. And that would mean that he indeed is against our Mishnah, which is going on libe de Rabbanan. So we have poshet ha-machlokas tanoim. Our Mishnah that says that stam nedorim are lahachmir is going to Rabbanan and say people are open to these kind of doubts and they make statements in which they're not 100% clear. Now, the next question is a childishly simple question. And the Ritva points out, we've spoken about this before, particularly in Yuma, where the Gemara was doing this, that sometimes the Gemara wants to speak out the things that you need to take into consideration, even though they are childishly simple, it wants to train you to think about it. So as an opening to a real discussion about the issues that we're about to discuss, it raises this because this casts a pall, really, over everything that we're going to be talking about afterwards, as you'll see. So first, to treat a very clear case of something that makes no sense and saying straight up, oh, that doesn't make any sense. And then we're going to see that we're going to apply the same basic idea and believe that it does make sense. So that's why we're doing this. Ritva says, okay, the Gemara sometimes does this. He brings other examples. So Amalei Abaye, I must tell you that his examples are not very persuasive because they're all examples of where a Gemara does it, not that somebody does it. So that, okay, you can say it's the Derech of the Gemara, like Rashi says, the Derech of the Gemara to show you the various steps of machine language that your brain is going through that you don't even realize when you're going through a whole logic graph of what you're going through. So Gemara wants to train you to understand what are the steps that your brain took in order to say something that's common sense, you know, because common sense is very complex. It's one of the most difficult things is trying to get computers to use common sense. I mean, it's very, very difficult. What do you mean with common sense? There may be 100 steps of syllogisms in order to come out to something with any literally 1-year-old knows, right? Okay. But anyway, so over here we have Abaye asking a question, which is like, huh? What are you talking about? But anyway, so Abaye says, look, how did you tell me now that that Mishnah over there, that is Suffolk Naziris is Lahako, you said that's Rabbi Elazar? But that doesn't make any sense because take a look at the Seifa of that very Mishnah. So over there, we're talking about a Bechor. So in the case, we have a suffix of Bechorot. And this could be anything. This could be Bechor Adam. It could be a Bechor Behema. It could be a Bechor of a Behema Temea, meaning of a Chamor. So wherever we don't know. So let's say we have basically a male and a female that were born. We don't know which one was born first. So we don't know if we have a Bechor. So any cases like that of Suffolk Bechorot, so in that case where we have twins without being able to define which one, when nobody was present, we don't know which one came out first. So the din is, whether you're talking about a Bechor Adam or you're talking about a Bechor Behema Ktohira or a Bechor Behema Temea, whatever the din is, the din is that obviously you don't have to give it away. You don't have to pay the Kohen Chamisha Shloim. Hamotzi Mechavero, Olav HaRaya. If I'm a Yisrael, go prove to me that this is a Bechor. However, says the Braisa, but wait a minute, let's not make any mistake. I mean, in the event that you're talking about a Bechor of a Behemoth Tahira, so you're going to have to be Machmir not to do any Aveda with it because it might be Kachim. And you're not allowed to shear the wool because it might be Kachim, and Kachim is Aser Begizav Aveda. So now the question is, how do you explain the fact that we're being Machmir, where the question is it a Bechor or not, if you're telling me that it's going over here according to Rebbe Lozer, so then why is it that we're saying that the Suffolk would be Mechayev you to be Machmir? I thought he doesn't hold that the Suffolk could be Machmir. Now, obviously, this is ridiculous, right? Because, I mean, the only thing that Rebbe Lozer said was that a person is not machlis himself into a suffix. But this has nothing to do with a person being machlis himself into a suffix. This is the reality that creates the suffix. It might be a Bechor here. D'oraisa, the din is that Bechor of a Behema Tahira will be Aser Begizav Aveda. So what does that have to do with a person being machlis himself to a suffix? What are you asking? And Reb Zera says, what the heck are you talking about, Abaye? Am I coming to meet a Kedusha Abame Elea, the Kedusha Abame De Adam? I don't understand what you're asking. I said that a person will not put himself into a suffix. Now, how the heck is a person who is looking at an animal in his Rishus that gave birth, how does that have to do with him? He's not putting anything into a suffix. Reality put it into the suffix. You can't compare those two cases. You're comparing a kedusha that's automatic to a kedusha that the person creates. How in the world would you have thought such a thing? Very, very strange. Okay. Fine. All right. That what's interesting is that there are, because this seems to be so crazy, there are other girsaot, but nobody on the daf brings these other girsaot. So apparently we were willing, and as the Ritva pointed out, that even though it doesn't make any sense, we were willing apparently to entertain this girsa as the correct girsa. But you can see why it would be difficult for people to accept that this was the question in the Gemara. Okay, so meanwhile, we're trying to find a way in which we can answer the issue of the Mishnah here and the Mishnah there. The way that we've answered it so far seems to be perfectly okay. We're saying that over there we're going according to the Sheet of Rebbe Lozer, that it on a machlis is atzman a suffix. The fact that he has to be machmer on Giza and an Aveda, well, of course. I mean, that's a suffix. The Arise has nothing to do with him being machlis himself into that suffix. So far, we don't have a problem. And therefore, we can leave it at that. But, as we're going to see tomorrow, we're going to get involved in exactly this issue of what the issues are about a person being machlis himself into some kind of shayla of suffolk and the reality being machlis him into this. And we're going to talk about implications of it, which the Ran does give some explanation on.